Je suis en compagnie de Bracken Burns, actrice originaire de Peace River qui a tourné à l'hiver 2019 le film produit, écrit et réalisé par Viggo Mortensen qui sortira au Canada le 5 février 2021. In the movie Falling, you're playing the role of Jill. What was the audition process like?
Yeah, I'm playing Jill, and the audition was pretty straightforward. I have an agent here in Toronto, and she got me the time slot to go in, and it was actually kind of funny because they had to ask whether or not I ride a horse. Because my character rides a horse in it, and my response was, I'm from northern Alberta, so, you know, it kind of speaks for itself. So it was an easy audition, it was fun. Once we did the scene a couple of times, that was kind of it, and then the casting director went, obviously, to Viggo, and then Viggo Mortensen said that he was really taken with me, and they offered me the part.
That's great. You must have been really happy.
Yeah, I was absolutely over the moon. I remember when my agent phoned, they were like, she said that, Viggo was taken with me, and they went off me the role of Jill, and I was like, what? I'm pretty sure I started crying. It was really exciting. I had to ride a horse in that cold with... I don't want to give anything away, but it was cold riding the horse. There was lots of snow. I know one of the horses that my co-actor, Svetir Gudnason, he was riding that horse, and the horse kind of stepped in a bit of more of an icy patch and started to get a little restless. So that was an exciting part of the day. We were shooting my scenes because my house in the movie is just outside of Toronto, about an hour away, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And the snow was coming down, and it was actually stunning. It was a really, really good month to shoot.
And how's Viggo as an actor, but also as a director and producer?
Incredible. I think it's a difficult thing to produce a movie. It's a difficult thing to direct a movie. It's an even more difficult thing to star in a movie. And Viggo did all of those things spectacularly well. I remember the very first day. Remember, this is like your number one on the show. You know, your named guy, incredible actor. I mean, I'm sure many, many people have seen his work. He's incredible. But he also wrote it and he's directing. And he gets out of his car first thing, day one, and he just starts shoveling snow. And he's just shoveling snow so that we can, you know, get to the trailer, get the area ready. And I think from that moment when the whole crew saw, like, how much, you know, he's going above and beyond and how we were all just, like, getting in and working together, everyone just brought their A game. And I remember some of the days I wasn't necessarily needed for the scene work, but Viggo invited me to come onto set and just hang out at his monitor and see what's going on, was meeting the other actors, and I got to see him direct the other actors. And he's a fantastic director. And this is his directorial debut, so... there's surely more to come, I'm sure.
And he seems really down to earth.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's so sweet and humble. And I guess, like, when we're creating art, when we're making movies, obviously, you know, blockbusters matter and selling it in the cinema matters. But I think what was so refreshing about working with Viggo was that he just wanted to tell this story that is, you know, inspired by his family. And he wanted to tell it with everyone there. And so he said, no, he wants all ideas, you know, we're doing this together. We're making this movie together. So yeah, he's honestly no ego. He just was there to work and create with us. And that was, so refreshing.
And you're a Peace River native. When did you realize you wanted to become an actress?
That's kind of a fun story. I know exactly when it was. I went to McGrath Elementary School in Peace River, and my drama teacher there, Mr. Carefoot's his name, he took me to see Grease, the musical, I don't exactly remember how it all worked out, but we got to go see Grease the musical, and it was at Athabasca Hall by the Peace Players, and it just inspired me and made me want to do theater first. And then as I pursued my career in theater / went to Edmonton, went to the drama school, went to Glasgow, got my master's in performance. I love theater, but I started to kind of lean more into the TV and film, mostly because working in the UK, not being here, I was able to actually send, you know, my work and stuff that I was proud of back to Canada, as opposed to, you know, theater stuff. If you're not there, you don't get to see it. Film and TV kind of lasts forever, and it can reach places like Peace River.
So you moved to the UK?
Yeah, I went to Scotland, actually. I went to the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, studied there.
And did you took part in any TV shows or movies?
Yeah, I started in theater. I did the UK number one tour, Sound Up Fever, went to Germany, worked there at the English Theatre, Frankfurt. When I started into the TV and film world, I started in commercials more than anything. And this is kind of the hilarious bit that I realized how much more far-reaching the TV and film media world was than stage. I did a laundry commercial for Resolve. And I remember some people from Twitter messaging me and saying, "Oh, you're following your dreams." And that was just from a laundry commercial. And I was like, wait, I've been doing these stage shows, but you guys noticed the laundry commercial. It's kind of funny. But at the same time, I was like, well, that's interesting. I started to audition for some more projects there. And I did a pilot called Elvis Jones in London. And I'm trying to think of if there's any more details about it. But yeah, I started playing characters that were like early 20s on film. Interesting how, you know, I age down a lot when I'm on screen versus on stage. So I did Elvis Jones. I did a bunch of short films. I also produce, and one of my my production company actually got a commission from Channel 4 for a short film. So I ended up being in that. And then I came to Canada just to refresh my visa for the UK. And I ended up booking Frankie Drake here, and then a Ubisoft video game and a CBC animated series. And then I was like, wait a minute, I feel like this is the land of opportunity. So I stayed. I go back to the UK every so often, but I just find the industry here in Canada so welcoming and, yeah, lush.
How do you embody a character?
For me, once I get the breakdown of the character, let's hope that the character description isn't just pretty girl or pretty as her namesake, because believe me, I've gotten those breakdowns. Ideally, the character, for instance, Jill, it says that she loves horses. And even before I went in for that audition, I bought a horse book on my Kindle and I just started reading it. I just started reading the book. It's not like I'm trying to all of a sudden be in love with horses. I just put it into my day. And before I actually filmed, I then was riding a horse. I took some lessons before getting on set. So for me, it's doing what that character would do. I don't mean like method acting, like if you have to play a homeless person going on the street and literally being homeless, although that is what, you know, people do, but more so just starting to make the choices and do the things that that character would do.
And what's your ultimate goal as an actress?
Honestly, as an actress, I would love to play the lead in a feature film. Ideally, a feature film that does as well as Falling has done. So it gets recognized by Cannes, because we got into Cannes this year. TIFF, VIFF, the San Sebastian Film Festival. So I think that's the ultimate goal. But at the same time, I'd also love to be in a TV series where you actually get to create a bit of a family over you know, what could be 7 months of filming 1 year, and then again, you know, 3 months and another block, or continual, which is what I love about the theater world, because you get to spend real time with a group of creatives. Sometimes TV can literally be show up, go in, say hello to people, do your lines, and then go home. It's like Vigo's full movie only took us 25 days to shoot because it was a, you know, we were doing it on a budget. You know, the block in Ontario anyway, it was only 25 days. And then in LA, it was only 14 days. So TV show would be kind of fun because you get to see the same people over.
Any advice for people that want to become actors?
I would say training is first and foremost the most important. It's an incredibly difficult industry, and you can get caught up in making sure you have the right photos, the right agent, the right this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, I think being really good and really prepared as an actor, you know, things, I think theater is a great place to train, but things like in theater, being able to memorize 2 hours worth of dialogue, being able to create characters and body characters, and yeah, work on the craft and don't stop working on the craft. Read screenplays, read plays, and just practice and play in front of a camera. In terms of coming from a small town, I definitely think there's a point where you're going to have to leave the small town in order to be seen by the casting directors who give these opportunities. But the first step is to make sure you're really good at what you do and then travel to where you need to, i.e. Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto. Travel there and get representation, get seen, and then the rest will fall into place if you're really prepared.
Well, thank you so much, Bracken.
You are so very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Après avoir vu la comédie musicale Grease lorsqu'elle était au primaire, Bracken Burns, originaire de Peace River, a réalisé qu'elle voulait faire du théâtre. Elle a déménagé à Glasgow où elle a pu participer à quelques pièces et courts-métrages et même en produire un. C'est en revenant au Canada pour renouveler son visa que Bracken a réalisé que les opportunités pour elle se trouvaient ici. Le processus d'audition et de casting s'est fait très vite sur le plateau du film Falling et explique que le scénariste, réalisateur et producteur Viggo Mortensen a été très accueillant et professionnel sur le plateau et que c'était une joie pour elle de travailler avec lui. C'était Bracken Burns, actrice originaire de Peace River qui a tourné à l'hiver 2019 le film produit, écrit et réalisé par Viggo Mortensen qui sortira au Canada le 5 février 2021. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.